Hello.
Hello.
Hello, and thank you for joining in. It's Sunday, September 2nd. Welcome to our podcast. I am Makia or Kia.
And I am Tina.
And we are the Soul Sisters, so welcome to our podcast. And today we are going to introduce our podcast and the topic by talking about being true to yourself and being yourself.
Yes, self-love, very important.
It's the most important because, for one, if you don't love yourself, you can definitely never love anybody else. Doesn't matter who it is, your mom, your sister, your brother, your daughter, your cousin, you got to love yourself. If your cup is not full, you cannot fill anybody else's cup up. And you definitely cannot run yourself short by keep overflowing everyone else's cup and not refilling your own. AKA the law of exchange, giving and receiving. It has to be a balance there. So you definitely have to keep yourself first, primarily.
Yes, always first. And if you can't figure that out, sometimes you have to take yourself on a date, get to know yourself all over again. You know, with life situations, it tends to, you know, overflow our minds, overflow our heart. And, you know, we got to be able to balance ourselves. It's all a balance.
Yes, definitely. And there's nothing wrong with being alone. There's nothing wrong with taking yourself on a date, going out to eat a Red Lobster on a Friday night by yourself, going out to the movies to see a new movie, whether someone wants to go with you or not. There is nothing wrong with that. Everyone, I think it's been important. Oh, it's okay with being alone, because sometimes in your journey in life, you are going to be required to be alone. There's not always a guarantee someone's going to be there holding your hand, picking you up when you fall. You have to learn to have that tough skin to pick yourself back up, dust yourself off, wipe those tears away, and keep going one foot at a time, one step at a time, one breath at a time.
Yes, and not take it in so negatively, you know, just because you're alone, or, you know, some people like to call it lonely, you know, why not see it as a sign, you know, from the universe or God saying that you need to find yourself first.
Yes.
You know, you got to find the friend in you first, you know, the lover in you first, the love that you carry, you know, in order to express that with anybody else.
Yes, and that is so true right there. Just self-discovery, like, that's the most important part of life, is discovering yourself and learning to love yourself and to be true to yourself, walking in your purpose, speaking your truth, being your truth, not being afraid to be your own self just because someone's judging you or someone's setting a certain expectation or expecting a certain result from you. It's okay for you to move at your own pace, to learn at your own pace, to grow at your own pace.
Yes.
There's no rule book to this. There's no guide book to this. There's nothing. It's your life, and everyone experiences it as they do. And that's how you're supposed to experience. Because if it wasn't, you would be in a different place at a different point in time.
Exactly. I agree with that.
You got to embrace the moment. Live in the moment.
Yes.
Happy in the moment.
Take a breather. Tell yourself you can do it. Tell yourself you have the power, because we all have the power to do anything we put our minds to it. We just got to really believe in ourselves.
Yeah.
Believe in the things that we can do. Believe in the power that we carry, because we all have power. You just got to believe it. I don't call it magic, but we sure in the hell have power.
Yes, we do. And we have energy, and we have a source that's given us energy. And if you, all you're putting out there is a negativity, or not walking in your power and not grabbing your power, being who you are, who you know you are, that's going to be a struggle for you. It's going to be very tough. And you got to know that you were invested. You were put here for a reason. You had power invested in you for a reason. We all have a purpose.
Yeah.
And we got to be true to that purpose. Be true to that calling. Be true to yourself. You're getting that gut feeling, be aware of it. You're getting that for a reason.
Yep, exactly. All that,
trust yourself.
Yep, all that love that we tend to give to other people, sometimes we need it for ourselves. The love that we give others will never be enough for them sometimes, you know? And that's why it's important to put all that love and all that energy in yourself.
And you definitely can't put the power in someone's hand to give you that love you're looking for.
Exactly.
You can't put power in someone else's hand to be happy. That's your power. You know, that's you. You have to love yourself. That is so important, because if you don't, you're just going to constantly be taken advantage of. You're going to be getting the poor side of the stick. You're not going to be happy. You're not going to be, because you're not being true. You're not. Mm-hmm. It's all, you know, giving and receiving. You want to give all this love and you want someone to give you that love back. But if you don't give yourself that love, how can you expect that back from somebody?
Yes, exactly.
That also goes with respecting yourself. If you don't respect yourself, how can you expect someone else to respect you?
Exactly. Amen to that.
You got to have boundaries. It's healthy to have boundaries.
Lines.
Yes. Even if it's saying no, don't be afraid to say no. Even if you love somebody, you can't always be there to save them. That person has to want to save themselves and change themselves, no matter how much you love that person. Yeah. You know, everybody has that own self-power, self-love, self-discovery that they have within themselves. No one else is going to save you at the end of the day.
Yes, exactly.
No one else is going to give you that love you're looking for but yourself at the end of the day.
No. Sure won't. It's all about self-love, self-care. That's the new hustle.
Right.
Never be scared of expressing yourself, showing your passion, show your heart sometimes. Sometimes what God, you know, what needs to be said is God wanting you to speak it. You mm-hmm. know, so you got to be true to yourself and try not to speak without judging, too.
Speak from a place of love.
Yes.
Hey, that's the most important. You know, no one else needs to hear your harsh opinions. You know, even if it's the truth and you want to tell them the truth, you don't have to be rude.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody has feelings. We're all human. We all cry. We all bleed. We all go through
that intention.
You know, we got to be here to help each other.
Yes.
Uplift each other. Encourage one another. Motivate one another. And doing the same for ourselves in the meantime.
Yes.
You know, everybody, I feel like everybody is like competing with each other and everybody wants to be better than somebody else.
Forgetting that we're all on our own path.
Yes. And we're not better than anyone else. And no one else is your competition but your own self, who you were yesterday, the person you were last year.
Yeah.
You know, that should be your competition. Being a better version of yourself every day. Taking the things that you go through and learn from them and applying that in your life and becoming a better person, because we all go through things for a reason, whether you want to believe it or not. It's just truth.
Yep.
And it's here to teach you. The ultimate experience on earth is to learn and to love.
Yep. Exactly. Share that knowledge, share that light.
Yes. And if you're not doing that, you're not in alignment with who you are.
You're forever going to be lost.
Yes, and stuck. And then wondering, why do the same cycles keep repeating in my life? Yep. Why every person that I try to give my love to, it keeps falling apart because of one reason or another. But it's ultimately trying to teach you something. We don't go through these things for no reason. You got to learn from them, grow from them, and it's ultimately to mature yourself, mature your spiritual state, your mental state, your emotional state, to make you more stable, to learn the balance, the yin and the yang, the push and the pull. Like, it's all on one accord, whether you believe it or not.
Yep. Shows the beauty and who you are and how you treat other people, too.
Yeah, how you treat other people. I think that's so important, too. Because it's so sad. Like, people judge other people because they're a bum on the street. They're homeless. Because they don't have as much money as the next person. And they're not riding in this type of car. Like, judging them off of conditions.
Material.
Yes.
Yes, material. You know, like, so egotistic. That's what this world has became, you know, just because the next person isn't living an ideal life. What people claim is ideal in their head doesn't mean it's not ideal to them.
Right.
You know, I feel people have their own way of living. You know, there's not, you know, like we spoke before, Kia, about the whole, you know, 9 to 5, you know, not everybody wants that, you know, not everybody wants to be a so-called, a sheep, you know what I'm saying? Like, people have their own things that they want to do, their own things that they want to accomplish. Who are you to judge them? You know, yeah. Let them be. Let them live their life. You don't know the path that they're on. You don't know what God had put into their path or why they're on that path.
Yes.
You know, I just feel like that whole judging shit is just out. It needs to go.
Dead.
It really is. You know, like, shit. If I want to dress up like a hippie and smoke my marijuana and be me and be cool, calm, and collective, you can't come to me and tell me that I'm not living ideally, because just because you don't see it don't mean I have to see it that way, you know?
Right. We all have our own visions. God put our own purpose in our own hearts, you know? And like you said, that all goes back to, you know, accepting people, and people are on their own paths at their own point in time, and they're meant to be where they're supposed to be for that reason. You know, just because you meet somebody and you walk in on a certain chapter in their life.
Yes.
They may not have a job at the time. They may be trying to pull their little side hustle so they can make two and two at the end of the day to make four so they can get something to eat. You know, that doesn't mean that at some point in time, they weren't in a better position. They weren't in a higher position. They didn't have all these things. You know what I'm saying? In life, you win some and you lose some.
Yes. Amen. I swear. That's the truth.
And you, when you lose it, it just shows you how to get it again. It makes you stronger. It makes you, your hustle that much more ambitious. You know, it grows you. You know, so judging other people because they don't have something, they don't want to work a 9-to-5, that's not meant for everybody. And if you ask me, society just got everything set up so you don't have that energy and time at the end of the day to truly invest in your purpose.
Programming.
You are.
A lot of people are programmed. Yes.
You know, how come, look at that. I know y'all heard this before. You go to school your whole life to graduate so you can get a job, and then you got to go back to college. So now you're going to go learn to get a degree. Now you're in debt for learning a degree so you can get a job, so you can pay the rest of your life off to this debt that you got from getting this degree. Like, it's a vicious cycle. Like, is that really truly the American dream?
Exactly.
It sounds like a dream to me, all right. You know what I'm saying? But I'm good with all that, because I know some people who has their bachelor degrees and can't even get a job.
Yep. And now some people who aren't even happy with their jobs. They not even went to school all them years and they still like can't find the fulfillment of, you know, the desire, you know, they can't find it.
Because that's not their purpose. They're like, they're all their life, they're told, you got to do this, do this, do this, do this. And finally, once they do, because they're being told that, they get to the point, is this all there is to offer? Is this what life is now? You know, and that's what I go through. You know, because I do have a bigger call. There is a bigger fulfillment that I am looking for than just a typical 9-to-5. I've been in many different type of employment type of histories. You know, I used to work in restaurants. I worked in healthcare. I worked in financial institutions. I worked in call centers. You know what I'm saying? And it still all left me still with a fulfillment.
Yep, never happy going in, you know, never happy.
So just because someone's telling you to do this, that doesn't mean it's for you, and that's okay.
Yep, got to remember that the ego wants quantity, but the soul wants quality. People are forgetting that.
Yep, and people are settling for a paycheck. They're chasing money instead of chasing their purpose, how they can help. You know what I'm saying? Like, what they could put out into the world. You know, that's what's going to give you that fulfillment. Helping other people, sharing your testimony.
Mm-hmm. Yep, especially that your story, a person's story is so important, because that is who you are.
Yep.
That is who a person is. That's your story. We got to remember that. You can change it. You can switch it up. You don't have to stay in the same chapter. There's more chapters, you know, but that is your story. Make it worth reading.
Yeah. Make it worth living. Shit. Mm-hmm. You know?
I didn't take anything that's good. Positively, you know, positivity, good vibes, beautiful energy. If it's not, if it does not resonate with your soul, it is not good for you. You don't need it.
No, if it doesn't make you happy, it's not aligning up with what, you know, it's uplifting you, if it doesn't, you know, bring up your energy, encourage you to be better, inspires you, get it out your life.
Yeah. Break free from those. What is it, Soli? Break free from the generational ignorance.
Yes. Or the generational curses, you know, things you're taught. You know, break the cycles.
Gotta break them cycles from especially those thoughts and behaviors that's just handed down. Some of that's lies.
Yup.
Some of that's lies. You gotta find your own way. Break out of that. Those
cycles. That's just what you were taught. That's just what you were programmed to believe.
Yup. Just because you're programmed to believe it don't mean it's real.
But, you know, that all comes back to being, you know, true to yourself. I think it's so important. You know, you don't have to jump on someone else's boat or bandwagon. You know, you don't have to compete with anybody else. You don't have to live up to someone else's expectations. This is your life. It's okay to be you. Walk in your truth. Walk in your purpose. Be who you want to be. If you want to dye your hair green, yellow, blue, gray,
do it.
You know, just live your life and it's okay. I think, you know, that's just the most important part is being okay, accepting.
Yes.
Accepting. This is who I am. Even though I have something else that I can offer to someone else's idea or whatever, I can share it. I can be an open book, an open person. It's okay for me to compliment somebody else and receive a compliment. It's okay for me to share it with somebody else. I don't have to walk around me mugging or, you know, judging or, you know, comparing to what someone else has. You know, just accept yourself and where you're at in your point in your journey. You're exactly where you're supposed to be. You're learning exactly what you're supposed to learn. And just do that. Yep. And keep growing. Exactly. Keep bettering yourself. Love yourself. That's
love yourself. Yes. Love yourself. Don't beat yourself
up at the end of the day because you don't got the 2018 Camaro that just came out. You know what I'm saying? Because someone else got it. No. I got my car. It's good. It's getting me from where I got to go. I want something more. I'm going to work to get something more if I want that. Even if you don't want that, that's okay. Just be happy. Accept who you are. Accept where you are in life. Love who you are. Yes. Like you made it this far. Love yourself. Don't be beating yourself up. Don't be judging yourself either.
Yes, because we are our worst critics. That is one thing. Your mind can be telling you, you ain't doing so much, you ain't doing so much, but you really are. You're putting one step in front of the other. And every day you keep doing that. You keep planting your seeds, good intention. You're good.
And pat yourself on the back for doing that.
Because in a world like this, it's pretty hard. But we keep doing it every day. No matter what kind of bad gets thrown our way, no matter what, we love ourselves to the point that we have enough love for even the bad that gets thrown to us.
Exactly. Not holding grudges, not hating somebody for something they did to you. Just let all that poison go. Let it, you know, flow out of you. Breathe in fresh air. Yes. You know, enjoy the moment, the simple things in life. Don't be so anxious.
Ground yourself. You know, balance yourself.
Ground yourself. Be balanced. Just be happy. Let everything go and just go with the flow. Be like water, like my friend Bruce Lee would say.
Like water.
Be like water. It flows in the cup, become the cup.
Exactly.
But we love you guys. Thank you so much for listening. We appreciate you tuning in. And I hope you guys have a wonderful day.
Tune in next time. You know there's going to be a next time.
Next time, I'm so excited to see what the conversation takes us through, what we learn, and I love sharing, you know, my personal experiences, and I love encouraging and helping and motivating other people, so I definitely hope you guys come in next time to see what we are going to be talking about.
Yes. Light and love, guys.
All right, y'all. Stay up.